predicate. Even after he knows what Allah is. It seems the Torah says there's a golden age. But years ago, it shouldn't be afraid. It doesn't mean that it's a paranoid fear. The Torah doesn't address itself to the Yonim who are paranoid. So that means when fear that is real, but it's real from the point of view of a remote possibility. So it's especially the Sakosov that even though Pekach Nefesh of Shoshin Chayke is Tirche Kolatir Kule, but the love of the Zegur Meish, Pekach Nefesh is not there. And that applies not only to the Shemim Kulis, but it applies not only to the Tarim, it applies to everyone who is in the role of Lish. That if somebody is a rabbi, especially when he's the head of an organization, so it applies to him as a Yomimish. And if he abstains from speaking out the truth because of pressure, because of money, this and that, he is evil as a Yomimish. Because just as the Gemara says here, actually Tishma Dibrayen, or Nishim Tishma Dibrayen, the Adri Deelich and Dineite, Adrashir Leino and Tzubitzu. So all the Shem say, and it's mentioned from now, only if he's not a peasant of war. But if he's dying, he's a peasant of war. Let's say he's in the Rabbanut HaRoshit. He's the Rav Roshit. And he cannot say, I didn't hear the claim that I don't want to live today. No, he's able to go. That means if somebody is not a regular dying, but the Valentine wants him to become involved in that litigation, but that he's not a regular dying, so until he heard the time is, he's allowed to say, I don't want to become involved. But if somebody is a dying kavua, he cannot say, I don't want to become involved. Because the parties are tough people. Because he's able as a grown fish. So that means if somebody is regularly involved in leadership, and if he remains silent from speaking out the truth because it will hurt him financially, he is able as a grown fish. This is something of which many Jewish leaders, including Orthodox leaders, so are guilty of the love of the Zagor Mish, because of the pressure this, the pressure that, it will hurt the Shivas, it will hurt the Yaakovs, it will hurt this, it will hurt that. So they abstain from expressing the truth, so they are evil and the love of the Zagor Mish. I mean it with all sincerity. I'm not maxing in any way. So this is the Aloha. Shema Teimah Ish Pleini Alamu Shema Yaakov Mi doesn't mean if there is a real suffering. But if it's the person, one of the Baladim, is a shady, has a reputation as having a shady character, so then some people say he has connections, he's friendly with the mafia. But it's not a real suffering, it's only a Chosh Rechayke. So in all Yisurim Teiro, so even if Shoshel Chaykev Sakonis Eposhes is Deich HaShabbos, but the love of Yisugum Tneish, only a real Sofik of Sakonis Eposhes is Deich HaShabbos. But if Shoshel Chaykev Sakonis Eposhes is not Deich HaShabbos, the love of Yisugum Tneish. So, Mishetishma Divreyem Vatoyede Lehichon Hadin Eite, Yatayochel leima alohen in niska kochen, shenem al nisagumdin. Rabbi Yishua ben Kolchei meya minayin li talmi, sheyeshef et merabe, yiro schus leoni vichiba loshia, minayin shal yishteik, shenem al nisagumdin. So in other words, kafchoni nomar, vysachnis dvorecho yitneish. So in other words, there is another pshat in nisagum, because Estesis explains it. Vishachnis is dvorcho, is dvorecho, gabe rosh v'yoshir, so the Bach makes a correction. Gabe rabe v'yoshir, because rosh v'yoshir is not shayach, because rosh v'yoshir, that's one case. So he cases has referenced two separate cases. So one case is where the litigants are rosh v'yoshir, and the other case is where yeshev lifnei rabe. So he corrects the Bach. Rabbi Rabbi Yoshia Lishayach Lashinyo. Shinyor in the claim. Eloklema al Tachnis is Borecho Kidilachle Klekovit. What it means, a very basic halacha. In other words, the sukkah and pnei ish implies two things. Because the sukkah has two meanings. One meaning of the sukkah is don't be afraid. When the person refrains from rendering the just judgment out of fear, lest he'll be hurt physically or financially, that's the sukkah in the sense of being afraid lest he'll be hurt. But then, is he afraid the Rebbe will put him in prison? The Rebbe will not put him in prison. So there, the Zavur doesn't mean Yiras Reinesh, but it means Yiras Reinus. Yiras Reinus, out of reverence and respect for the Rebbe, so he refrains, he hesitates to mention the Schus to the Oni. So he's also in the good mission. Does he feel inhibited because of fear lest he'll be hurt? The Rebbe can't hurt him. First of all, the Rebbe won't hurt him. And even if he could, and he couldn't even hurt the Rebbe. The Rebbe has power. What kind of power does the Rebbe have? So there he becomes silent and he hesitates to tell the truth out of respect. So there it comes within the love of the Zigur Mishnah, because of the other meaning of the Zigur, Al-Tach Mishnah Zvorcha. Don't keep your words within yourself. So in other words, the Zigur has two meanings. One meaning of the Zigur is don't be afraid. And the other meaning is don't be inhibited. Don't confine your words within yourself. Speak out your words. You feel that the psak by the Rebbe is not right, or pedin, say it. It's nothing to do with mir rafchok mir shamayim. Say it. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, he says that misabed be'ata ragleim. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said misabed kumiloshen milcham moy bayov kishimei. So mir rafchok mir shamayim. Doesn't mean that you can't express an opinion that is contrary to your Rebbe. Of course, if you are convinced on the basis of the rayas from the Gemara, from the Shenim Achrenim, that the Rebbe makes it always, you have to say it. But you have to do it with reverence in the Acharet. Sometimes you see that the Rebbe can't walk properly because his feet are immersed in a lot of dust. So you have to lie down on the floor and move away the dust from the Rebbe's feet, you know. Sometimes a Gadol b'Yisrael, his feet stand in dust because of the Lashon Hara that is presented to the Gadol. Against this one and that one. So mele, the Rebbe's feet are covered with dust. So then the Talmid has to lie down, prostrate himself on the floor, and remove the dust, and dispel the untruth and the Lashon Hara and the Sinas Chima. So then, and show to the Rebbe that he's making a mistake, even though in English in Shemayim he makes a mistake. So, but that's the concept of Esa Shem Lekachatir of the Rabbis Talmid Chacham. So, this is the lad of the Zigur Mishnah. Minayin Talmid sheyeishei b'fnei Rabbe v'rosh chus l'oni v'chid al-oshi minayin shal yishteik shenema al the Zigur Mishnah. Doesn't mean the Zigur don't be afraid. Who is afraid of the Rebbe? What could the Rebbe do him? At most he could rebuke him. So, won't die from being rebuked. But here the Seguro is understood not in the sense of being afraid, but Lissachnis Dvarech. So this is what he said. Nein, Tamshich, the Rabbi Rosh, was one of the most man from Nish, and the Kum Nish, the Pchonne, and the Lissachnis Dvarech, and the Nish, the Eidin, as you, the Eidin, of the Eidin, Yossi Giframan, the Pomer, שנמא אבום בשני אנושים אשר להם עובדים בפני אבישם ויד היונים ידים עשרים דונים בפני דונים
in Yossi before Amen, שנאמר על קיליצות במסקל, וכן בישופה ואימא ואימא לשפטים, ראו מה אתם עשים, כלוי לא עודם תשפידו, כאילו על שם, שם אימא עדיין, מה למסער הזה, why do I have to become involved in all this trouble? תלמי לומר עםכם, בדבר משפות, אין לי דיון מה שנברייס, in other words, sometimes Dayan might decide to not become involved in the Psa'adim because maybe I'll make a mistake too. You know, sometimes can make a mistake. No, sorry. So if he's sincere and he does his utmost, so then he cannot feel inhibited in making it sad because of possibility of a mistake. So even in regard to Rechon, in Kanshin Yos Mateo, the Shusla Rechon Rapis, and there it is always an element of risk, maybe chasli shom, but he has to do his best, that's all. Hey, chai bomad madri, omar rav yode, omar rav ish pleni ato, ato chayev ish pleni ato zakhi, omar rav aloch rav shimikel, eini bo rav hune, tamili rav ave, tavos ven kam rav hune, omar lehi, igine bise, ipshore bise, ipshore bise, my mitzvah namdi. So in other words, it's a mitzvah, so why does he ask them? So the Moran says, no, it doesn't mean he can impose upon them. He has to exercise pressure upon them, but he has to get their consent. My mitzvah, the kama rabbi shurin koche, mitzvah lememru, igine bise, ipshore bise, hanetanetanet. So what's the difference in Anakame who says that actually Nigmar Adinat Rashoy Lifzeya and Rashur Ben Kolche, he says it's Mitzvah, you give an eye Mitzvah. I think Rashur can say, Rashur Ben Kolche is about Mitzvah, Anakame is about Mitzvah, but Rashur Ben Kolche is about Mitzvah, Anakame is about Mitzvah. Hani the Rashur Ben Benasye, he give an eye Mitzvah, Tishma, Yifreyem, Vatu Yech, Yinti Aleichem Adinayte. יתרשיה ליל המצוות אני תנקמת דמנים רדים יתרשיה לפציה הוא מכירים מדים רשיה לפציה וכנם ושושו אי כבנאי מצווה להסקב שעות מתנקם לכנס אי כבנאי משתיש לדבריהם מתנקם מעטו לשום את דבריהם רשיה לפציה עד שהתגמרדים יבזלח זה חייב רבשים ונעשיה משמתיש לדבריהם יודעת עליך נתה I think the pshat in Tanakame that says Rishus doesn't mean Rishus is completely neutral. It's Rishus the mitzvah, but it's not obligatory. Whereas, comes from Shimon Koroche, it's a chen.
So, how do we see this in Rashi?
What?
How do we see this in Rashi?
No, I didn't say that Rashi spells it out.
So, then this wouldn't be a teretz. Rebbe wanted to say that it was a that this would be a teretz with Tosfos question in Dibur Maskil Makshina that he asks on Vav Amud Aleph. But Tosfos asks on Rashi that
for I said it.
So it wouldn't be a teretz for Rashi because Rashi we see doesn't hold like that.
No,
on the
contrary. That's the teretz that I mentioned on Rashi. Because Tesis says the Kashi. Here the Gemara is discussing Tanakame, and Rashi explained Tanakame on the basis of the Posse, by Dodi Deis and Yishpatiz Doko, so Tesis says the Kashi, but that is the Posse that is mentioned by Rabbi Shimon ben Koch, who says Mitzvah. So it's Mashma that Tanakame who says it's Rishus, he doesn't darshan the Posse, by Dodi Deis and Yishpatiz Doko. So I said as a Teretz, because Rashi Shita is that the Rishus doesn't mean Rishus something neutral or gamma. But the Rishus means Rishus the mitzvah, but not obligatory. So the Mele, the Tanakami also bases it upon
but from Rashi's Lashon here, it says that Ikabinai mitzvah, lahazki of Sharlatanakama, leka mitzvah. Even to mention it, there's no mitzvah.
No, it means it's not the mitzvah of that is obligatory. That's what Rashi says. Laske pshore. Laske doesn't mean just laske. Laske means to try, to exert pressure. That's what laske. You don't have to say, in order to exert pressure, you don't have to say it 100 times. If you say it once, but you express it harsh, not if you say it, maybe you'll be so kind to the millionaires. So that's not pressure. But suppose you say to him, if you want to act like a good Jew and to be kind, you have to agree to pshara. Otherwise, you're not a good Jew, because the Chava Yerushalayim al Shidon the name Din Torah, they didn't act with the Mishras Adin. So that's last, you don't have to say it 100 times. It all depends how you say it. Yes? Right. Now, all right, 5 more minutes, no? Upliga de Rabtan Chumbach HaNiloy. In other words, when Remeya says, "Ubitzia beich liyis adishem," his nemak neged Yehuda is. Also, there is a machlekes, the Rashi thesis. But let's see how Rashi explains. Umikhoze, it's also upliga de ratan chaban chaloy. Nema mikhoze, which pasuk? Ubitzia beich. Eloki neged maisei. Second Rashi it means. Chameya says, "Lenema b'tzeil k'neged Yehuda," but according to Tanchum, it's Nema k'neged Aaron. Shnema b'ayar Aaron b'yidin izbeach l'fonov maro omar Rabbi Yonan b'yefes omar Rabbi Lezer ro chur shezabuach l'fonov omar l'shemanu l'hashte ovlu k'yavdu b'chur. What they do to chur? They kill chur. Umikayim b'in yoy b'nir shadishem k'im nobi. Habli takanta leila muta di led de leiga efsha de habli takanta di chu. That's Rashi. Lech negen mais eiga and shos aaren pshora bin le ratsne de heere heta lasne lasne meiga. La yidin mit bea chibin na zebu al gufon of shahoga eschu al shalosle. Aaren kiim novi haya. Per habli takanta di sifon lasis kim nishayu min yodo vi yichore bis amigdu shalkach. So, that's a contrast. Second Rashi, Tanchum is Megane Aaron. But his verse says that it's the Shvach. To make it my say, Egel, according to Tirasemeskoi. Tirasemeskoi will feel the Sholom Mishol Achiti. The Rabbi Meshi Mome. According to Tirasemeskoi, you can see the same thing. The Rabbi Meshi Mome. She behaved on Takone Kilimask. It's a machlekes, some machlekes. According to Rashi, so Rav Tanchum is saying it to Knusi Shalare, and according to Tesves, he says Lishvoche Shalare. Now everybody, why Lishvoche Shalare? Because if he had protested, if Aaron had protested, and if he had emulated the example by who, so Aaron would also have been killed by the maps, by the Arab Rav. And then there would be no tshuva. So, because Yehoi means Hashem k'ir bein avi, then it wouldn't even be possible to do tshuva for that client. So in other words, because of Pekach Nefesh. So is Lishvach. Now, but here was a union of Habrizore, making an evil for Habrizore. So it's Yehoi Bo Yadda. So why does this say it's Lishvoche of Aaron? So it's been with music. Yes, with music, not with music. All right, I mean, of course, Aaron certainly meant Lishim Shemayim. He thought that in the meantime, Meisha will come back. So I mean, but he committed a blunder, Aaron. How is it Lishvoche? It's Yehoi Bo Yadda. Pekach Nefesh is not Yichel, the Yisrael HaBizor. Now the question is whether making an eagle comes with the release of Abrizore. It's Yoro Yavro not. After all, Abrizore means if somebody is forced to worship idols. But here, Aaron wasn't forced to bow down to the eagle, Chas V'Sholem. Aaron was also forced to make an eagle. That's another law. You're not allowed to make an Abrizore. So that's not Abrizore itself. But according to the Rishonim, that say that Abizrayim of Abizore is also Yavoyan, Abizrayim that arise is also Yavoyan, so certainly making an Abizore, so Misasul Chompesalun, So he says, but not all the Shemim agree with the Aloche that Abisraye Davizor is Yorgul Yaver. The Mokir that Abisraye Davizor Yorgul Yaver is the more in Psochem. Bakil Misrapim Chutz Mas Asher. So the Ram says, what kind of Abisor is there? Ye Misrapim Mas Asher. Ye Amenefam Abisor, so the Yarim and Wab of the Dobit Biot Chom Humum Racherem or the Soviet Evil Misecho. So it's a Wab. That not be any Abizorah, but that's not Abizorah, it's my Yizorah Yaveh. So the Ram says, because Abizrae Abizorah is also Yorgul Yaveh. But this is in Sochem says that the reason as to why the would say, Bakum is Rapim Chutz Ma'atzah She'o, is only when, let's say, certainly in Jehovi, is Merapid Atzah She'o, and he mentions Lachash. He mentions the Lachash at the time when he uses the Atzer Asher as a medicine. So in other words, he mentions Lachash, so he's Shemo Yim Shachacho. So that's why it's Yorgul Yaveh. But not if he doesn't mention the Lachash, so then we don't say Yisrat Masashero. Masha'inkin, according to the Ramshite, Tzochem, Zore, Sanhedrin, in many places. So even if he doesn't mention Elachash, it's Nashayach Yimshel Basrei, it's also Yorgul Yaveh. So he could say that Rashi Shite, the Tesis Shite, Tesis is Chilek HaDaran, and Rashi agrees with HaDaran. But I think that even according to Tesis, who says that you are allowed to disrupt him as a shero because the Yisr of Nenema Bizore is not Yorgul Yaveh, so it's only the Yisr of Leisovit Eilu Bisecho of Leidobi Yotchom Nachirem. That's only a Bizrae, that's not a Bizore itself. Mashein King, the Yisr of the Sasloch Pesel Itmuno, even though there is no Chiyuv Nisr for making an idol for somebody else to worship, but that's more than a Bizrae. The Soviet evil Bisecho is only a Bisrae. Mashein King making an evil, even though he is not going to worship the evil, that is more than a Bisrae. That's a Bisrae Mamesh. There is no Chiyuv Nisi. Chiyuv Nisi is the only when he bows down, he's Makrif to a Bisrae. But making an evil is Sase Pesach Chol Tmuno. Is Yorgul Yaveh, I think, even according to Tesis, not only according to the Ram, but I think that the reason is why Tesis says that it's a Shvach of Aaron. Why is it a Shvach of Aaron? Because if Aaron had refused to make the Rego, so then they would have killed Aaron, and then there would be no return for Klal Yisrael, because of a different Shite. Now, the near in Sanhedrin, the Sugya of Yorgul Yaveh, for the Zero Mere, so yes, the Kashe, all right, when Esther went to Hashverosh at the very outset, so there, the heter was because Karkaiva. But when Mordechai sent her to Hashverosh, and then the Gemara says, Kasher Avadu Kiyavariti, because she became Asura to Mordechai, because the same she Asura to Baal, Kasher Avadu, even though she did it better. But even if she's Mizani, even better, so the Marik says, she's still Asura to Baal, because it's not because of the Maisavere of so, because the fact that she was Mizanet Achas Mishu, if she was forced, all right, Sabina's not, but here she wasn't forced. No one forced her to go to Hashirish. On the contrary, Mordechai exhorted her to go to Hashirish, to see how you saw. So the question is, how did she do it? But Hashirish is your Goyabe, and here she wasn't the Gargalon because she took the initiative in going to Hashirish. So there's no heter of Gargalon. So here he says, since that was indispensable for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, so Mele is the Harayis also. When do we say it's Yorgo Yaveh, when it's a question of the life of one person? But if it's a question of the life of Klal Yisrael, Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, so then there is no Chiyuv in Mizrach. That's the Mele says. So Mele gets the Pshat Deizus. Because here, Aaron felt it was indispensable for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, because if Chas V'Sholem they had killed Aaron, came they not be, then there would have been no way of doing tshuva. So it was indispensable for the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. So later there was no chiv of Kiddush Hashem and not to make it right.
Gemore of Rav Talmud. Dama Rav Talmud Om, Bachanloye, Nema Mikrozeh, Lepnele Maisei, Nema Vayar Arim, Vajim Nabiach Lechonov, Maro, Oma Rav Yomim Vayefes, Oma Rav Lezer, Rochu, Shezabuach Lechonov, Oma Ilo Shemanov, Hashke, Ofli, Kvi, Ofli, Yichur, Vikaini, Yihoy, Yish, Adishem, Kiyim, Benovi, ולהבל את הקם כאלו, מוטה גולב דולאיגל, אפשר להבל את הקם כאלו. So there's a מחלקת between Rashi and this. According to Rashi, Rav Tanchum is saying it with night of Ari. And according to this, he's saying it with Shach. Now the question is, how does this say with Shach? But Abizor is your for the other. So you could say, because there it wasn't Abizor Manesh, it was only this of making an Abizor. Now, that is a special art. Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Avodas Kechovim Halacha Tes says, Hoyise Avodas Kechovim Va'atzmei Af Al Pi Shelo'osa B'yodei V'li'ov Doleike Shenemar Lo'isase Lecho Pesal V'chol Tmuno V'chein Hoyise Avodas Kechovim B'yodei L'achirim Af Lo'osa L'yodei Kechovim Leike Shenemar V'lehim Asriach Lo'isase Lecho. In other words, the Erev Rav told him that he has to make an eagle for them. But it's not Abizore. So Mele, according to Tesis, it's not Yorvoyadu, it's like Shoavir's. That's why he says Lishvach. And Rashi, that says it's Lignai, because Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Ran, that the three Aviras is Yorvoyadu, so even the Abizrai of the three Aviras is also Yorvoyadu. And the Ran explains the Gemorim Psochim, Bakir, Misrapim, Chutz Matz Hashiro. What kind of an Abizor is that Misrap Matz Hashiro? Because it's an Isa of the Dobi Biotrum Mun Acheren. Dobi Biotrum Mun Acheren. So it's Abizrai that Abizor. That's the Ran Shiki. But Tesves Psochim says, חוץ מה זה שירה מירה לבית, מה איך כי שיוכל לסחפים שרעיצים. אבל בזה, כי על שדי משום דבר אחר, משום דו של יהודי בוסר אביזורת. So, the Gabi Ben Dome, the Abizorat, the Mishmidot, it's not always, in this, and many Rishayim say like this, is, that if, let's say, he has to get a certain medicine, and he has to get certain leaves, let's say, or a certain kind of a medicine, and that he only grows an Asasheh. You can't get it from any other tree, only Asasheh. So then, if Gachnefesh is the Yechagisa of the David Yotchum Menachir. But only when David Kechovim couples this medication with certain lachash, and then it appears to people that the lachash labrizore is helping him, and sometimes it could be effective, because if one, that's called a placebo, you know, a placebo effect. So in other words, so if one has faith in that lachash, let's say the Christian scientist, so they do heal certain people because the people who use Christian science healing, so they have great faith in it, so it has a placebo effect, so it could heal too. So mimele isosea itzior loyada, because bosal mimshach. But if it's not coupled with lachash, so then just to use a medicine that grows on atasheo, so it's yalav al yolek. That's the issue. So mele, we can say that the reason as to why Tesis says that Tamchum is saying it with shvachovar, because Tesis l'shito said in Pesachim that there is no halacha of Israel of Israel. And that Hashem also because it's coupled with lachash, but stamat Hashem if it's not coupled with lachash, so it's yalav al yolek. And here too, it didn't involve Aaron, did not chassid shalom too. Abizore just made an abizore for the Arab Rav, and the Arab Rav wanted to worship the Tehillim, so it's not abizore mamesh, it's abizrei. So Rashi agrees with the Ranchite, and Teis Veslishitose, who holds that there is no aloha of Abizrael. We could say that. But it's Mistaber that even according to Teis Ves, that there is no aloha of Abizrael Abizore, so the Iser of the Dobi Biotchum Nun and Achire, or the Iser of the Sovi Tebel Bisecho, not Binen Abizore, is not Yahweh. Mashinkin the Iser of the Sase Pesel of Muno, even if he is not going to worship that Pesel. But that's Abizor itself, that's more than Abizrai. It's more than Abizrai. So it's Mistaber like that. So then the question arises, so why does Teisvah say it's Lishvach? It's Lishvach. So I said, the Mir in Sanhedrin says, now the Gemara says that the reason is why Esther was not Misanefesh Hasar, even though the Gemara says that Esther was Nisur to Mordechai, so she was an Ishishish, Bishleim the Yisra of Yisraeli Sanisis Lenochi. That's not a Rais, just a Nisra of Nisishadim. So it's not a Nisra of a Rais, but she was an Ishishish. So Rabbi Tam says that Akum Aboal Ishish Yisrael and Ishishish does not involve the Yisra of Ishishish Zira. But other Shein Machilik Rabbi Tam. So the question is, Why was Esther not Mechayeves to be Nisanefesh herself? So Teisvah says, and then Rishim say, there's the Pshat in Gemore Kakeil, because she was a Shev Altais. But the Miri says, Kakeil is only Shayach when she doesn't take the initiative. She doesn't take the initiative. Let's say at the very outset, when Achashverosh forced her to come to Achashverosh, so she didn't take the initiative. So then we say, Kakeilo, Mashein Kei, when the woman takes the initiative, then it's not Shayach to say Kakeilo, because she takes the initiative. So the question arises, so Bishleim at the beginning, when Esther was forced to marry Achashverosh, so she didn't take the initiative. But at the end, when Mordechai sent her to Achashverosh, And she said, Kasher Avadati Avadati. What it means? Because from that moment she was asur to Mordechai. So the Mavik says, even though she did it better, Mordechai sent her to Ahasuerus. But Moal, so it doesn't depend upon Maisavera. The fact that she was unfaithful to the husband, that makes her a solid violent, even when it's beheta. So, but we could, so the question is, why was it better? Bishlei made a very out, says Sokaka, but later on she took the initiative, so she wasn't completely best. So the Miri, and then the same question arises in regard to Yoel, because the posik is Mishabeach Yoel, and there she also took the initiative in order to safeguard Israel. So there we can say, Kavelam, so the Miri in Sanhedrin says, because Hatzolas Klal Yisrael Nishan. In other words, according to Miri, when you say that Harayas is Yoel or Yaveh, so it's only if it involves the Sakone of one person, but if the Hatzole of Klal Yisrael is at stake, like in the case of Yoel and the case of Esther, at the end, you know, at the center, so then it's Yaveh or Yoel. So Mele, there's the Pshat and Tesis, I said yesterday. There's the Pshat and Tesis. The Tesis says, that is in Shvach. Why is it in Shvach? But it was more than Abizrai. It's Mamash Abizrai. There's no real reason. The answer is because Texas agrees with the Shite of the Mir. Now, what's the Shite of Rashi? So then the question is, what's the Shite of Rashi? Rashi says it's Nignai, but after all, the Gemara says that the reason was because if he did not make the Eglalim, so then the other Brav would become so enraged. And that they would kill Aaron. So it's not that Aaron was concerned about the fact that he would be killed. Because in your news, Hashem came to Nabi, will have it come to Elam. So it's a question of Atzolas. So Rashi Shiti is not like the Mir. And Rashi Shiti is that Arias is Yorgal Yavir, even if it's a question of Atzolas Klal Yisrael. Why? Because why should there be a difference between Hatzolah of one person or Hatzolah of the court? Difference. Let's say in regard to Shevardon, there's still no difference. Let's say if Hanossi would tell a Jew, let's say the Nazis, the Yid, so they tell, you give us one Jew, if not, we'll wipe out the whole city. 100,000 Jews. So, it's your way up. My conscience doesn't mean that the life of one person is as precious as the life of another single person. The life of one person is as precious as the lives of 10 million or 50 million. So, it's mentioned in Yerushalmi, Truman's mentioned, Yagdela. Saying, give us one of you, otherwise we wipe out the whole city. So, it's your way out there. Now, the case, what Anosim say, give us out one Jew, would it? If not, if you don't give him out, then we wipe out the whole city, including women. So then there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechem and Lishlokish. So, and the Rambam passed in the thing in that case. So it's always the Amchuyev to his left himself. Even though the alternative would be the wiping out the whole city, including Ruvain. But in the case where it's a question of Ruvain or 1,000 other Jews, so then is in Echot. So that's in regard to Shurban. How is it that he really makes a distinction in regard to Arayis? In regard to Arayis, that if it's a solid, if it's the absolute power of Israel, then it's not your Gadir. But so the answer is very simple. You see, there is a Machlekes Rishaini, the Halacha, that by Avizore, the Arayis, Shurban, so it's your Gadir. Is it because the Iser of Avizore, the Arayis, Shurban, so Pikach Nefesh is not Eichet? And the anus is not Eichet. But, and that's why it's Yorba Yaber. Oh, insofar as the Iser of Arayis is concerned, Iser is always concerned, so just as Pikach Nefesh is the Eichet. The Iser of Chil Shabbos, of Pikach Nefesh is the Eichet, the Iser of Avizorot. But, in regard to Avizore, even if he's Mishabein, so in the Garta of Rizore, so then there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, or because of the essay, V'Hashem Kecho V'Chol Tov, V'Hashem Kecho, V'Hashem Kecho, so it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and the mitzvah of Chil Hashem, but the mitzvah of Rizore is Nitre. So that's the Shai. So on that, there is a Machleid Hashem. Then Bala Moyer, in Sanhedrin, good, and say, okay, says, and the Miri agrees with Bala Moyer. There is a connection between the two here, that Bavizor itself, or Bavim Barais, if the Anos is Nishamu Anois Atzmei, so then it's Yalavar Yahomish. Yalavar Yah. And most Rishen Lachel, and we say Bavizor and Yuarais, it doesn't make any difference whether the Anos is Nishamu Avirei, or the Anos is Nishamu Anois Atzmei. But the Balamoya Shite and the Miri Shite is that even by the Zohar and the Anos is Mishabuma, the Anos Atzmei, so then there is no din of Yehoreik, there is no din of Yehoreik or Yehoreik. And so what's the difference between Shori Surin and the Zohar and the Reis? After all, by Shori Surin, the Gemara also says, if the Akum is Mishamis, like, is Mechaven La'avirei, so then it's your way of air, it's a thing again. The answer is, by Shori Surin, let's say, Chil Shabbos, on the Beiros, or all the Surin Shebeteo, so it's your way of air, it's a thing to Hashem, there are two prerequisites. First, that Anos is Mishamis La'avirei, second, that is Bifares, in the presence of 10 Jews. But if the Anos is Mishavim Avirei, but it's only in the presence of a few Jews, not 10 Jews, so then it's Yalav Ayoy. As long as the Anos is Mishavim Avirei, even if it's not Bifares, so it's also Yalav Ayoy. But the mitzvah is the mitzvah Misatish Hashem. That means that the Iser of Arayis and Abrizore according to Amoyer is Nitre. Enes Pikach Nefesh is Deiche the Iser of Abrizore and Arayis, just as it is Deiche. Just as it is Deiche, Chil Shabbos, no other research here. But there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to Mishonech. So since it's based upon Kiddush Hashem, so when is there a Chil of Kiddush Hashem to Mishonech? When the Anos is Mishchav no Avirin. Anos is Chavon is Atzmei, there is no Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. But the Balamoya spells it out, I mean, that goes without saying that by Shlichus Domim, there is no difference whether the Anos is Mishchavon Lavirei or the Anos is Mishchavon Lanes Atzmei. Because by Shlichus Domim, the reason is why it's here, by Yahweh, because of the Smore, so maybe it doesn't make any difference. So what's the Pshat in Balamoya? The Pshat is, there is a basic distinction between the din of Yehovah Yahweh Eligabe Shechuzdomim and the din of Yehovah Yahweh Eligabe Adrizore and Arayis. By Shechuzdomim is based upon the Svor of Mechosis. So Mele, Mitzvah Svor of Mechosis, is not trying to say Pikach Nefesh of the person whom the Anosim
are ready to kill should be deiche. Should be deiche. The isafritziche, because the pikuach nefesh of the nirzach, he's just as precious as the pikuach nefesh of the onus. And there is no heter of anus also because of my chosis. So mele the isa ritziche is not nitche. So it doesn't make any difference. It's chamavira and it's chamonizas. Mashenkin ab gizore, so pikuach nefesh and the inus is deiche and it's habizore. Just as it is deiche and it's of chol Shabbos, but with ab gizore, if his danos is mischave manoes la'avire, so then there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But if he's mischave manoes ha'atzmei, there is no mitzvah. So then you ask, mishlein ha'vizori mitzvah. Hashem kin ha'ayez, so the reason is why ha'ayez is yolo yaveir, because of the hekesh, kayoku yishalei, u'yitzochen kin ha'dover hazeh. So ha'ayez is hukash to ritziche, and by ritziche it's not just the meaning of Kiddush Hashem. But in other words, the Isa Ritzirche is so humble that it's not Nitche. So it should apply even to the case where the Anos is Mishavan as Hatzle. So the answer is, just because we learn it out with Hekesh, it does not necessarily mean that it's Mamesh the same. Not necessarily imply that in the same Allah. There is a hekesh. So just as by Ritzich is Yahweh Yahweh, so by Arayas it's also Yahweh Yahweh. But by Ritzich it is because of the Chimna or Isa, and Isa is not Mitra Mikach Nefesh, and by Arayas it's because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's the sheet of the Mohammed. Now, like the Ramban, in the Yitzchirik Lamoya, so he says, how can the Ramban Mohammed how can we distinguish, he says, between Mishchavu Avir and Mishchavu Anes Atzmei? That is only Shayach where the Mechayev is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Mishchavu Avir, there is a Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. Mishchavu Anes Atzmei, there is no Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. But here is because of the Chema or Yisa. So what difference? So what's in the sheet of the Baal Noyam? No, it's not because of the Chema or Yisa. But she was done in me certainly because of him, because it's based on my horses. So there is no difference. Let's see the Rashi in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, that by in Dalet Amud Beis. The ninth line from the end of the Amud. Bring me near me Rabbani, the Neach Mitzvah of Yisra Hashem, or Yehi Mitzvah of Yisra Hashem. Suppose that the Neach is a Gepesher, who's Mekabel Zayn Yisra Me Neach, to Me Beis. And then he comes in Yisra Shaila, and then he's holding his horse in I should bow down to idols, and my mechuyev to the mission, which myself on earth. Tosh, sheva mission is tamina yach, yini se tamina hati, amore rote yinu v'cholab Yisrael. All right, anyway. So the maskona of Gemara is that he's not mechuyev to the mission. So Rashi says, there is a deal from the Loshan of Rashi. The meyach muzar abis l'chobi, v'yom abidaw v'yisis, v'yom omar abeyo v'al v'yori, Mitzvah Yilikaris Hashem Rei. Why does Rashi apply a Gadget HaBizor at all Yehoi for Yadav by Yisrael is mentioned in the Gav HaBizor and the Reis of the Zom. So Rashi should say B'nei Achmuzer al Shurzom B'nei Achmuzer al Reis B'nei Achmuzer al Adizkhovim B'momar Adeya Valtiore Mitzvah HaBizor. No, he picks out just HaBizor. So Bishleine, Shechuzdamim, so Bishleach says, and that's mentioned in the Ramban Mohammed, that even though the Gemara is, and the Neach is not Mitzvah, Because that's based upon the Svarer, but it is made the Svarer and they are based, the same Svarer, the two forces are schoolers, that applies to Yisrael, applies to Neach, So, but Raias, I should say, Rashi mentions only, and from the Ramban's Loshen, yet Rashi, and from the Ramban's Loshen, it's Mashma, not like Rashi, but the same thing applies, the Ramban only mentions, applies, it doesn't even mention it, it implies, that the Gabish of Dhamim, the Neach is certain, but he only mentions, he only implies, he excludes from Dhamma by implication, but he doesn't exclude Arayas by implication. So, according to the Ramban, so we see that the Shaila applies even to Arayas. But Rashi is, Rashi says, "Beneach muzar is chavim ki dama dal misis." So in other words, but Arayas is certainly a chuyev to mizmeres, because whereas the Baramoya shita is that there is a basic distinction between a ritzicha on one hand and Arayas and avizor on the other. Ritzicha is yalla yaver because of the chino yisa, because this ritzicha is not mitche. Bifneines, bifnei pikoch nefesh, nothing. Masheim kei, Arayas and Abizore, the Rama Yashiti is, so they are like Shoresh, like Chol Shabbos, except that in the Abizore and Arayas, there is a Mechaib of Kiddush Hashem. So the Meile only by Nishab Mo'avire, not by Nishab in Ramez Hasme, there is no Mechaib of Kiddush Hashem. As Rashi Shiti is, just as the Gabi Yitzich, so it goes without saying, and the Meach is not yet, himself, because it's based upon the Svar of my cousins, and the Svar of my cousins applies equally to the Meach just as it applies to Israel. So Arayas, since it is based upon the Hekesh, to the Tziche, so it's also because of the Chemoisa, also because of the Chemoisa. So Meir can test, is it Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem or not? Let's say that he's not Mitzvah of Hashem, but here it's not, he's Mitzvah and Arayas, so Meir, and Pigach Nefesh and Amos can I be a head, some of Mary is not going to be a head for himself. But that's Rashid, but I'm the Zore, the Pigach Nefesh and Amos is the head of the Rashid. But it's only a Chiyub of Kiddush Hashem, and Bafir Kecho, the whole Bafo, the whole Nafshecho, the whole Nigris Nafshecho, so there's the Shaila, where the Neach is in Zuda of Kiddush Hashem, or he's not the Zuda of Kiddush Hashem. Some Mele, since according to Rashi, so the mitzvah of Yerhoi Goliabe Ba'abizore is mitzad, the Mechayv of Kiddush Hashem, but not that the Yisra Abizore is not mitche, so we have to say in regard to Teisves, the Teisves agrees with the Shite of the Mir. The reason is why Yoel, he took the initiative in suggesting his news to Sisra, and the reason as to why Esther at the end took the initiative in suggesting his news to Ahasuerus is because Hatzolus Klal Yisrael is different. But why should Hatzolus Klal Yisrael be different than the Hatzolus of one person? What difference does it make? One or a thousand or a million? It's the same thing. The answer is, because Teisa Shiti is that Arayas itself, the Yisra Arayas itself, is not Chemoket Pekach Nefesh, like Chol Shabbos, but it's in Chayv of Kiddush Hashem. So then do we say there is a Chayv of Kiddush Hashem when it's a question of one Jew? But if it's a question of Klal Yisrael, there is no Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem to Misa Nefesh Klal Yisrael. That's the issue. But then the question arises, so, but Rashi Shite appears Rashi is chiliki on Sanhedrin, and this says Rav Tam Chus Halochem. And the Gidari Nema is Lignai, because we say Abirach Nisad Hashem. So in other words, so Aaron didn't take Tkidin, didn't take Tkidin, but Rashi here in Sanhedrin, that I find our Edomid Beis, appears to say that by Abizore, so the Chiyuv of the Nefesh is based upon a separate Mitzvah of Hashem. But this Abizore is Nitre. Bro, Raye, from Rashi implies that these are the Araye, so there's no Shaila in the Benayach Mitzvah. Because there it's based upon the Hekesh between Mitzvah and Araye. So, only Abizore, there is a Shaila, one second. And the Maskoni is that he's not Mitzvah. Why? Because the Isra of Abizor is Nitre. So, but it's only on the basis of the Mitzvah of Hashem. So, maybe Rashi could say like this. So, why is Rashi Chelchatir? So, that's no Kashi. Because even if we assume that the Isra of Abizor itself is Nitre for mocking the Kach Nefesh and Eilis, and the Mechayev is Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, for just as there is Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem in face of the life of one Jew, so there is a Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in the face of the lives of Kol Yisrael also. I mean, it's not difficult. If we say that it's because of Chimel Yisrael, so then it's impossible to say that there is a distinction between one person and Kol Yisrael. But if we say it's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem, we can still say either way. Now, yes, what do you
think? Why should we know maybe Chalik Hashem is being mocked? What is he was in regards to the stomach? The pasuk is written in Torah, it's not.
No, because according to Rashi, Shluchos Damim goes without saying the Mneach, because based on the spell. And since Arias is based upon the Hekesh,
when we know that a Menoah has to be freed of the Arias?
No, it's based upon the Hekesh. The Hekesh tells us that the Chimah of Arias is analogous to the Chimah of Shemzah.
It's men as well.
Oh, right. Why? It's a Tzakosuf in the essence of the Isa. As a matter of fact, or I don't want to go into it, there's a cause for this fact to the essential feature of the Isra of Arayas. Arayas, the essence of Arayas, is similar to the essence of Shikudam. Kasha Yokum Yishal Reyu Otsochek in Adamazin. So mainly it applies to Benayach and applies to Yisrael. It applies to Benayach, just applies to Yisrael. Yes.
But
Tosfos, doesn't Tosfos call Hanan Baal Mor and Sarah Mor? What?
Whether
Gil Arayis
should be
shown Kiddush Hashem,
and they say
Hashem called Mor. Okay. So that does not necessarily mean that the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the end of the Seol Meir, must agree with the Tosfos here for Tampum. Sometimes you find in the same Tosfos two shapes. So I mean, why is it so difficult that this Tosfos is chelik? We find many times the Tosfos in the world, in one place is chelik and this, the other we see there is the machlokes Hashem. So it's not difficult. Now, the question is yes.
The Sakana of Rav is based on an Oynish Rav.
What?
The Sakana of Bnei Yisrael in the Gemara by Aaron is based on an Oynish Rav.
Well, if there is no tshuva for qualities, has to show them that Klal Yisrael is destined, you know what I mean? I don't want to say it. So that's a soul of Klal Yisrael. It's a soul of Klal Yisrael. Yes.
Isn't it a soul of Klal Yisrael?
What?
Isn't it a soul from their own affairs? Does the Beiri say even a soul from their own affairs? I mean, here he's talking about Haman, that's an Inus, but here's a Tzol from their own affairs.
He says about Haman, he says about Sisra, and my own
affairs. Those are Mahansin. Those are
what?
That's not an Avera. Here it's an Tzol. You shouldn't do an Avera, and you're going to get this big Inus. It's their own Avera.
I understand. I understand.
was one of the Anubis.
The Meiri would say even...
The Meiri says that the reason is why Joel was allowed to suggest Zmus to Sisra because it was indispensable for that old character. No, and here, so the reason is why Aaron made an eagle because it was indispensable for that old character. What difference does it make? Same thing? The same thing? Now, but I have another question. How can Teisva say that Raptan Chumis is Lishvachava when it's the Firish Apostle? Firish Apostle naked that the Aaron committed a very great wonder. Very great wonder. Firish Apostle. I mean, how can Teisva say it's contrary to the Apostle naked? Dvorim Tes, Posik Chot. So there Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the Egel, V'nechatosem L'Hashem L'Kirchem, Asisim L'Hashem 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 And then he says, Uvi Arei Nisana Fadishem L'Eid L'Hashmidei V'espalil Gam Be'ad Arei Be'isayim. So Moshe had to be inspired by that. Weil wir haben das Paul. In der Mitzwe, ich war, sieb sich hin, nicht nur das, die sehr hohe Wachschen, die auf die Schollen und nicht alle, auch die Gerade nicht mehr haben. So weit im Wagen des Hanna bei den Schem, so tells me, es ist kein Fehler, du hast ein fairer Schapossig in der Tor. How can they say such a thing? How can they say such a thing? You have to understand it. So what is that? So obviously, obviously, Aaron did commit a great wonder. Even according to Teisves, and even according to the Meir Shite in Sanhedrin, Marik Shite also, that the Tzeir HaTzolas Klal, so then it's a mitzvah even to do what Yoel did, what Esther did. Of course, it's a mitzvah, the Posik in Shabeach Yoel. The possible Shabbat, but still, Aaron did commit the great wonder. Why did Aaron commit the great wonder? Because Aaron felt that making the eagle in order to appease the frenzy of the Arab tribe was indispensable for that whole process. Because Aaron saw that he was killed. And he saw how the man was frenzied, so he drew the conclusion, they killed who, they'll kill him too. It's not that Aaron was concerned about his life, more than about life or poor, but because in glory means Hashem can't be nothing. So then there is no children. But he made a mistake, Aaron, mistake in judgment. The frenzied mob who lynched and killed who, Aaron didn't have killed. Why? Because Aaron, Chazal say, that when Aaron was nostalgic, so then the Hesper mourning by all the souls was in more than overmotion. So Aaron was certainly popular and loved by all the Jews. So the frenzied mob, the cloudy soil, even though they fell prey to the pressure by the Arab rab, but there is a limit. There's a limit. Atkan, Visuloi. So Aaron may have a mistake in judgment. He drew the conclusion when he saw that the frenzied mob killed her and the cloudy soil didn't react, nothing. That the same thing will be done to him. But he made a mistake in judgment because Aaron was an honor. So maybe he didn't realize that he was in a different status than who? Who, all right? So, he didn't react. Who was a canoe? So everybody is a canoe. Canoe, so you can kill him too. Who is the symbol of canoe? But Aaron was the symbol of Shalom, of peace. As a matter of fact, many times I wonder, how is it that all the modern Jews, they have schools in every city, named after him. Yeah, and and then and the college campus, the Hillel Foundation, why didn't they name any schools after Aaron? Aaron was there, and the country Hillel is only mentioning Aaron as an example. So they should have day schools, the name of Aaron. Don't think that I'm saying that because my name is Aaron. How come? But Aaron was the symbol of Sholem, of peace and love and friendship. Sif Sichem Yishmo Das, the Seor Yibakshu, the Kiyo, the Sholem of Mishal Achite. How is that that we don't have day schools? I mean, they seal, they Aaron, only they seal? I don't know. HaKotol B'mazel. Hero was very fortunate. And Aaron was not fortunate, even though Aaron was the first prototype of Sholem, not Hero. Hero is only telling us, have they any Talmud of Sholem? But Aaron was the first pioneer of Sholem, love, friendship, and everything. All the good things. So Mele, Aaron had the mistaken judgment. If the objective fact had been that had Aaron protested against the mob, so then the mob would have tried to kill Aaron, and Klal Yisrael would have remained silent, would have been, so then Aaron would have done a mitzvah, but he had a mistaken judgment. A mistaken judgment. So the same mistaken judgment that the RCA leadership, and I don't feel that I'm trying to bless the RCA leadership. I'm part of them. So how should I? I mean, it would be crazy on my part to bless them. But they were very sincere. They're very sincere. But they acted under pressure because the former leaders and conservative leaders so are applying pressure on them, and federation leaders are applying pressure on them that if the law of return will be amended, so then all aid to Israel will be withheld, and of course all it goes without saying that aid to the Shidas will be withheld. So Emet HaKoneh, it's indispensable for the Atzolei of Klal Yisrael. Well, so, but so they had a good goal, but Hamatorim Makadesh Sanzoi, and but they are making the mistake in judgment also. I mean, the fact that aid to yeshivas will be withheld, that's not indispensable for Klal Yisrael. And even if aid to Israel will be withheld from the reform, there are many Jews, most Jews are good Jews. It's only the federation leaders who are in Israel. But the overwhelming majority of the plain Reform Jews are good people. But they are being brainwashed by the falsity and the libel by the Reform rabbis and the Federation leaders. So they're making things, they have a mistaken judgment. They think that by support, by appeasing these Eichel Yisrael, who are mamish, are embarking on vicious anti-Semitic campaign. And if you don't, I'll just forgive you that I do not know. I don't know. So I just think at real time that I won't mention the name, but obviously I don't say the name of the head of a certain name. So I'm saying that I don't know. This correspondent, because one reform I'm
I need to exchange for all of y'all. I need to exchange.
The Vinci, Rabbi Sand, the Vice President of the Union of American Jewish Congregations, has voted to the community of Christians in the early to recognize the intentions of healing on behalf of American Jews of the 5.3 million Jews in the United States, six of 500,000 who are either men after couples that they are doing. Expectation of all your joy because of what you think you can be shaka with your mother will be part of the new shaka and you will fix everybody and that's not how to take over the door since you are so narrow-minded that you don't see anything they think what does it matter what the state of the tail or maybe you'll all of a sudden I'm looking
Something to do. Thank you. Because one time, you should have this
Thank you.